Can you talk a little bit more about the issue of the patient who's high risk and also some of the research that's come out over the last couple of years actually looking at various types of endocrine intervention, either straightforward LHRH agonist or in some cases complete androgen blockade, looking at it for varying periods of time from 6 months up to 3 years?
Well, perhaps the key trials that have come out, as I see it, are both from the radiation series and from the radical prostatectomy series, although not many in that area yet. But from the radiation therapy series, after the milestone publication by Bola, showing that adjuvant hormonal therapy for 3 years for high locally advanced localized prostate cancer did offer a survival advantage. And subsequent studies conducted by the RTOG also showing that prolonged androgen suppression for 2 years offers survival advantage indicates that there is the potential to cure a higher number of patients with high-risk localized disease. And I think by now it's been pretty much established that in patients with high-risk features at presentation and localized prostate cancer, the use of adjuvant hormonal therapy has become quite the standard. I think that what is not fully yet completely defined is how long that should be for. Certainly, the study showed 3 years and 2 years, but as you well know, there is also some studies showing that 6 months of hormonal therapy for intermediate risk patients may also offer a benefit without having to go as far as 2 years. Because the risk of prolonged androgen deprivation, such as 2 years and 3 years, are mostly the side effects of androgen deprivation, which are certainly not welcomed by anybody. And chances of recovering potency and libido after 2 or 3 years of prolonged androgen suppression is very, very slim. So looking for options that would not induce androgen suppression would be an ideal situation. Now, in the radical prostatectomy series so far, the only data available is the study by Messing showing that in men with micrometastatic deposits in the lymph nodes at the time of radical prostatectomy also had an improved survival compared to no hormonal therapy in overall survival. But in those cases, the androgen deprivation was continuous. So there are several flaws to that study that may be related to the fact that there wasn't just a hormonal therapy control arm alone. But that's almost the only data that is available at the moment with regards to the use of hormonal therapy.